I think I'm slightly pulling for Golden State. But some of that is me accepting confirmation bias every single year. I got so used to not wanting LeBron to win out of spite for that move that as I've just kind of acknowledged that wasn't that big of a deal in the first place, old habits are hard to break. And I look at this Golden State team. I enjoy watching them play basketball. But they've got legacy stuff on the line. Steph Curry, if he gets a championship here, he's 2-0 all-time against LeBron in the finals, and that matters. If Klay Thompson gets it cooking and has a series that is befitting of a player that is playing at the level that he is, we're going to think about him in a different light. And I mentioned this on the show yesterday. LeBron, everybody talks about the Cleveland thing. You know, it's this scarlet letter that he wears around that everybody knows he didn't get one in Cleveland the first time. He hasn't been able to get one yet the second time around. But for LeBron, a win in these finals gives him three championships, and that's the same amount of championships that Larry Bird had with the Celtics. And all of the narratives that existed with LeBron previously, they really go out the window. Because if you're going to nitpick a guy because he didn't win as many championships as Magic or Jordan, that's kind of petty. Getting a third ring, getting it in two cities, getting it in Cleveland, all of those finals appearances, history's going to remember that LeBron James was more awesome than he wasn't. And his resume is going to read like a top five or six player all time in the history of the sport. But getting that third ring legitimizes him in a way because certain things that have always been said about him, that he's not a winner, those go out the door. Because we let Larry Bird into a club of being the ultimate winner, and he won three. And he lost some finals too. So, you know, we're getting to a point where LeBron's full sample size is so incredibly impressive. You can't do anything but, even if it's begrudgingly, you have to give that man his all-time respect.